Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I still feel 25. Most of the time, I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour.
Damn, he's good. And he's gonna be the headliner for ACL.
Yes, he is.
And he's back. He's gonna play where he really we knew him here in Texas, but he's playing at the Houston Rodeo again.
All right.
Yeah, this year, or this next rodeo, that they put that on the television. I'm sitting there, wow, that's really kind of where he got found, was the Houston Rodeo. One of the stars got sick, and the guy that puts on rodeo, what are we going to do?
I know this guy from Poteet.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it happened. He calls George Strait. He went down there and played, and they loved him in Houston, Texas, and all of a sudden, he became a name, and now he's the king of country.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. And yep. And
just a ranch hand.
Just, I always said, you know, hey, this is just my idea. I figure he became a singing star, country guy, Western. You know, he was raised down there around Pearsall, and probably around 10 or 12, 13 years old. He's out there, you know, dad's got him out working fences, and he's having to work, you know, burning pear, and, you know, sweat out there running down his back, and yeah, you know, everywhere else. And he's sitting there listening to the TV, you know, radio in the truck, and yeah, there's an easier way than this. And I figured, maybe he ought to learn how to sing. And that's my story. That's what I think. And I'm sticking to it. That's how I figured.
You've got no reason to lie, so there you are.
Yeah, I know. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I think he became a singing star because it was just too damn hot to work the ranch. And now he's got a bunch of land down there. But he hires people to work it. In fact, one of our regular guests on the show, and we had him on that last week, was, you know, Macy Ledbetter, or is Macy Ledbetter, and Macy takes care of all his deer, his big white-tailed deer. And George has got some big ones. So, yeah, and I think it's kind of fun. And, you know, wow, what can we say? I remember seeing him in San Marcos. $5 go in there and watch George Strait play. Now what is it, $250 or something?
Going to Green Hall. They were the house band at Green Hall forever.
Yeah. yeah, that's $5. And so, yeah. And then downtown, he played, that old smoky bar. It's in downtown. It's always full of cigarette smoke, but in San Marcos. And we'd see him there, and $5. And now, yeah, he's a star, and Dane Goodwin, he can sing. A singer of songs. He's not a songwriter. He's a singer of songs. And he does a very fine job of it. And that troubadour, I'd like to visit with him about that song, because I just feel like that's probably a connection there.
It's like it was wrote for him.
It really was. I think it was. It was a good one. He has so many good songs. That's what's wonderful. And, he's going back to Houston Rodeo. He's going to be here ACL. I think he still enjoys it. And I know he enjoys making money, but I think he...
40-something years later.
Yep. Well. Hey, folks, we've got a great show for you. We're going to visit with Sean Ushon up Belton here in just a little bit. Then we're going to visit with Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. You know, yesterday he was saying, I'm going to get a few boats out. It's been raining a bunch here, and we'll find out how the fishing was. And then we'll visit with Don Gordon and find out what's going on locally in Tournament Trail and such as that. Then we'll visit with Kimry, and I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about with Kimry. Then we're going to have Cody on for a couple of segments. Cody Robertson with Army Bass Anglers. I'll have him on for a couple of segments. And then I'm not sure what we're going to do. We may just open up the phones I'll just talk to open mic and talk about the different lakes and what's going on in Buchanan and striper fishing and white bass and all of that. And, you know, yesterday we had Thomas Wilhelm. Thomas is kind of over the Texas parks. I think he's their PR man. And I know he enjoys coming on here and talking parks. And I enjoy talking parks with him, because we have 89 parks in the great state of Texas and 89 different geographical regions in our great state of Texas. One of the things we talked about yesterday was, you want to go to the beautiful pine trees, you go to East Texas. You want to go, or you don't have to go to East Texas. If you're here in Austin, you can just go down to Bastrop State Park or Busher State Park there. And if you want to go see Granite, oh, that's easy. Got two of them there. You can go to Inkslate State Park, or you can go to Enchanted Rock State Park. And, you know, one of them we didn't mention. You know, the big thing here in Austin is the Mexican free-tail bats.
Congress Bridge.
Congress Bridge.
Yep.
You can go to one of our state parks and see the bats fly out of Old Tunnel in Gillespie County. Oh, there's your deal. You can go to Old Tunnel and see the state, that state park, and watch the bats fly out in Gillespie County. Oh, and by the way, you could have shopped at Fredericksburg that morning or that evening or afterwards. Well, you can go shop that morning up till just almost dark. Then you go out and watch the bats fly. Then you go back to Fredericksburg and have dinner. Now, there's a road trip right there. And you could always get your bed and breakfast there, too. So you can spend that. But there's so many things to do in our state parks. And there's so many ways that you can blend other trips with them. Like in Athens, you can go stay at Tyler State Park. And then you can go to the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. Oh, by the way, if you're at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center, they will let you borrow a rod and reel where you can go fishing, take the kids fishing. And I'm sure you can catch fish there, because they stock them all the time. So anyway, but we have so many different things to do in our great state, in our parks. And that's one thing I love about Texas Parks and Wildlife. They take care of us. the citizens of Texas. Hey, we got to get out of here right now. We're going to talk to Sean here in just a minute. See y'all in a little bit. Sean, you Sean next. Thank you, Callahan.
I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word
there? Good word is we found Sean. And he's going to tell us how fishing is and how many fish he's been catching up on Belton and Stillhouse. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Man, it needs to be a little bit better on the fishing part of it. If it'd get better, I tell you what, it'd be a whole lot better.
So the fishing's got a little tough because of all the rain we've got. The water's coming up, and the bass have figured out they have to move a little ways, or they're staying in the same water and it's a little deeper. And this thing of making it a little tougher on you.
Yeah, well, the other day, we were catching a lot of fish. But Friday, just the other day, they opened the gate.
Oh, no.
So the floodgates are open. Now, they're not, like, wide open or full glass. Mm-hmm. There's a little current moving through there now. So that kind of made it a little tough on us.
Yeah, I bet it did. Now, below, can you get down below and fish the water down there, or no? Have they got it blocked off? Okay.
You can't get down there.
Okay. So I was going to say that'd be a good place to go catfishing. But if there's any water coming in and the creeks or the river, you catch a bunch of catfish there.
Yeah, the rivers in like Cowhouse and Lamp or the Leon, they're you get further up in the river and the creek and stuff, and it's muddy. It's like chocolate milk. But You get the main part of the lake, it's crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And that clear water makes it tough.
Yep. So right now it's probably a better time to do your maintenance on your motor. Clean your boat up, dry it out, make sure there's no zebra mussels in any of you. Open everything up. Let the sunlight get in there. Let everything dry out. Well, is it going to dry? Is it going to rain some more this weekend?
Well, I bet it's going to rain a little bit more.
Yeah. Might want to just leave it under the shed. Open everything up and let it dry out that way.
Yeah, that's the truth. Get your friends to hold a tarp over your boat so you can go out there.
That'll work. Or maybe I'll just pull the boat over, take it to the car wash, and hopefully have 140-degree temperature water coming out of that washer. And 140-degree temperature water kills zebra mussels, kills the babies. So, yeah. And so we're sitting here making things for you to do. Now, yeah, and now when you were fishing, What were you catching them on? Or you were catching?
No, we were catching a lot of numbers and, you know, 2 and 3 pound fish. We were throwing in that flooded, you know, all that new vegetation.
Right.
And new, we were throwing flukes and topwater bait. And at that point, when you're throwing topwater or flukes, just getting a reaction bite, it didn't really care, you know, what the color of it was. They were just annihilating whatever moved. And we're catching a lot of fish, but now that the gates are open, it kind of slowed it way down.
So now I see why it slowed down. When they opened the gates up, they pulled the water off of the grass and all of the vegetation, and it's back in kind of in its own banks. And yeah. Okay. Anytime
it ain't good.
No. Anytime a lake comes up and it goes over new vegetation, the bass and any kind of fish, your catfish, your bluegill, all of that will get out there and they feed looking for bugs and such as that. So that's why all of a sudden it gets so good. And
right.
Yeah. Okay, I see that now. You bet. Is there any tournaments going on or was going on?
Well, right now we're fishing the championship of the Boat World Tournament. You know, yesterday was day one on Belton, which, you know, there again with the lake, with the gates opened up, it kind of, our bite went away. We had a few fish, but, we could be in contention after today. We just got to have a big sack today and see what happens.
Okay. Maybe you get there, maybe you won't, but trying to.
Yeah, we're going to try. We're not going to go down without a fight.
Heck yeah, got to go down swinging anyway. Or throwing, or casting. Maybe that's what I should have said, casting.
Right.
What are y'all throwing this morning? What color baits?
Well, we're on steelhouse today, so with the lake being clear, we're throwing a lot of swim baits in about 15 to 20 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day we practiced on that, we had a pretty decent sack, so hopefully we can get something like that again today. That'd be the ideal thing, but, you know, with the conditions changed, the water's a little higher than what it was, you know, last week when we were practicing. So all we can do is, you know, go out there and swing for the fences and, you know, hope for the best. Hopefully everything will still kind of be on that same pattern, same bite that it was 4 or 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm. And just get out there and have fun doing it. And if you don't catch any fish, you're still having fun because you're not working.
That's it. That's yeah. Exactly right there.
Yep. And so, and if you won and won a bunch of money, you know, Misty would take it away from you anyway.
That's right. As long as I get a sausage or a soda water, we're good.
There you go. So, now, here in a little bit, we're going to have Cody Robertson on. Anything you want me to ask him?
Yeah, tell him he needs to get up here and go fishing again.
Okay, I'll tell him that. Are we going to have the, what is it? What do they call it? The, Fishing for Freedom this year. Are they going
to? In fact, I'll see Cliff here in a little while. I'll ask him about it.
Yeah.
I think they were saying that we would, you know, and that'll, they open that up the beginning of September for registration. And, you know, the tournament's usually the first week of October. So I'll have to ask him about that and see. I know they were saying that we were, but, you know, with COVID, everything getting better and, you know, the numbers have almost diminished. Hopefully, hopefully we'll get to have that because it's
a good fun tournament. It's a fun tournament.
Yes,
yep. Uh-huh. Well, that'd be fun. So we'll just see what happens there. And so if anybody wanted to get up to Belton or Steelhouse and go fishing with you, how could they get hold of you?
My phone number is 254-702-9218, or they can email me sonyusun@hotmail.com.
I appreciate it, brother.
You bet. Y'all be good today.
Be good. Hey, family, let me give y'all a quick report of what's going on Lake Buchanan. The stripers on Lake Buchanan are, well, this weather is affecting everything. So, but the stripers are biting on Buchanan. My son limited out yesterday. And he had a great trip, and they had fun. So if you want to go striper fishing, check out striperfever.com. And that's striper, 1P and striperfever.com, and get you a trip there. And also, I talked to some of the catfishermen. They're catching a lot of catfish up around the falls on Buchanan, and that he's using worms and shrimp. And the guys that are using cut bait and using jug lines out in the lake are doing real good. Now, I think this, hearing about, I'm going to say next month, once it starts warming up again, there's a lot of grasshoppers, lots of grasshoppers. They're going to start their migration probably the end of June, 1st of July, somewhere in that area. So what you want to be thinking about when you see the grasshoppers, a lot of grasshoppers moving, if you will take your jugs, put about a 3 foot, maybe 4 foot leader on that jug, just tie your hook on it, and you might put you a little split shot at the, right at the hook, just for a little weight. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Hook you a piece of cut bait on that jug and just pitch it out there and put out a bunch of them. I don't know, when I say a bunch, 10 or 12, 15, 20, and then float with those jugs. Start on one side of the lake where the wind's blowing them across, or the side of the lake the wind's coming from. Start there, put them out there, and then just blow with the jugs. And when you see those jugs, one of those jugs start taking off, run over, catch it, pick it up. It'll have a catfish on it. What happens when the grasshoppers are migrating, they'll jump on the water, and the catfish are out there hunting them. I mean, once they're out there looking for them, and you'll see them just underneath the surface, and not just one or two. There are bunches of them. So if you have a jug line that is short with just a piece of cut bait or shrimp on it, I guarantee you, or grasshopper for that matter, hook it on there, you're going to catch plenty of catfish on these lakes. And that's any of the lakes. But it's, I guided Buchanan for 30 plus years, and I have seen lots of catfish on that lake. So get out there, have fun. That's all we want you to do. Get on our wonderful lakes and catch you a bunch of fish. We got to get out of here right now. Next, we're going to talk to Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. We got to thank Callahan's General Store, and thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all in a little bit.
99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning, then I get breakfast in bed.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Y'all know who we got next if we're playing Southern Cross. Yep, that's right. We play Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. And he said yesterday he was sending some boats out. So let's see if fish bit. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Know any good 100-ton captains? I do not want to have to start going on the boat every day.
Oh, so you're going to have to go and start fishing now?
No. I will retire. I am so frustrated with these guys. I don't know. It's crazy. Well, it's crazy. Nobody wants to work. They want to be on unemployment or something. I don't know.
Well,
they want to get the paycheck and stay at the deer lease.
Well, yeah, that's it. And then now Kelly can run the boat.
Well, he could, but I bet you he's not going to.
Oh, of course he ain't.
I'll bet it's somebody down the totem pole is going to have to be the one doing that. And yeah. I want to be way down the totem pole.
You don't even want to be down there where you could be decking.
Oh, no.
No.
Hey, when you have to go on the boat every day, it makes it a lot less fun.
Oh, yeah.
You get to go whenever you feel like it, mm-hmm. Way better.
It's a difference is you go when you feel like it, it's not a job. When you have to get up and you get up, you look outside, it's raining straight down, or it's blowing 40 miles an hour, or it's 12 degrees, and then you have to, you go down there, and you're sitting there. I know them guys are going to show up, so you got to go get bait, then you got to come in, and I'm talking by experience now, and all of a sudden, it becomes a job when you got to do it.
How many times have you told your customers, I used to laugh, I don't get the bay guides in here as much anymore. You know, they're not really picking up their customers here, but customers show up and they tell them, okay, now, guys, you see what the weather's like out there. You know, you just came in from the parking lot. You know what the weather's like. It's going to be pretty tough. So, you know, I'd be more than happy to reschedule you or whatever you'd like to do if you want to try a different day, but it's going to be awful. It's going to be kind of miserable, and the fishing's going to be tough.
Yep.
Oh, no, it'll be all right. It'll be all right, you know?
Yeah, right.
And they leave at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Next thing you know, there I see them coming back.
Yep.
What happened? Oh, it's miserable out there.
No,
we told you that.
Yep.
Hey, that old boy had worked here. Not an old boy. Young guy, big old kid, you know? Mm-hmm. Big, strong kid, you know, about 6'3", 6'4". And he went to Alaska and did the crabbing thing.
Oh, no.
You know, for two seasons. Which two seasons is only about a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the whatever it is, the Opelio crabs, and then the other crabs that they do in those mm-hmm. seasons are not very long, and they have to make their money really fast. And he came back. You know, he made, in a month, he made like, his share, and it was his first time, so he was low mad on a totem pole. And he made like $17,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, they show that stuff on TV, and they, you know, the boat's going up and down, and it's ice and snow, and they make it look so terrible. He said, I just want to tell you, it's a way worse than that.
Way worse than that, huh?
he said, yeah. They asked me to go back again, and I told them, no, thank you.
We have my son takes him now, one of the mechanics on one of those boats,
imagine that job.
Oh yeah. And now he's done it for like last 3 or 4 years, and he still is doing it because he says I can make so much money doing it for just a few months, and he says I can live the rest of the year without having to hit a lick. And then he's working on heavy equipment. He says, I don't have to worry about it then.
Yeah. He perhaps is the most important guy on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're breaking down, you're definitely not making any money.
What gets me is I ask him, I said, well, have they ever told you to come up and take care of the pots or pull the traps up? He says, oh, yeah, they tell me that. Then I look at him and I says, oh, do you hear that motor missing? I need to get back underneath. He says, it's warmer down there.
I gotta go back downstairs where it's 80 degrees.
Uh-huh. So,
I swear, funny things, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just do what you do to do what you do.
It's not easy. And, you know, I mean, they're making it easy on some of them right now, staying home. I don't want that's. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
I know. I know that. Exactly what. But they are taking that $300. Yep.
Had another one that just sent me a text this morning, you know, 5:30 in the morning. By the way, I quit. Really? I can't believe it. I didn't even text her back.
Well, she had to have that job for so she could draw unemployment. Had to have a little bit.
I guess. I don't know. I thought she was coming along pretty good. Anyway, probably something I said. You never know. You know, I'm not politically correct.
Well. Got to have a little thicker skin.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Around here you do.
Yeah, got to have a little thicker skin. You're around a bunch of old salts.
Loggerhead. I got that big old loggerhead turtle skin on me. Just let it, just forget it. Let it go, Pat.
Yeah, I understand.
We did go fishing yesterday, though. We probably ought to do a fishing report before that music starts playing.
Well, yeah, probably ought to.
Wasn't bad. You know, they said that it was long, slow rollers yesterday. Mm-hmm. And some of them were really high, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No
problem. We can run full out on those things because it's, you know, not that close together chop that's going to kill you. And limits of vermilion snapper, you know, saw a couple of scamp grouper, a few kingfish, not many. They've slowed down, which is normal this time of the year. We'll start slamming them again middle of June.
Yeah, once it gets hot.
And one big shark. They said they released quite a few big sandbar sharks.
Mm-hmm.
One black tip. Oh, is it a black tip or a spinner? I didn't go look at it that close. One or the other, and so it was pretty nice catches, you know. One legal amberjack, barely legal. Of course, a barely legal amberjack is a 20-something pound fish.
Yep.
But not bad, and we're going to stick our nose out there this morning and see what it looks like. It's we've got this disturbance out there that's trying to develop. Our water temperature is not really warm enough for it to really blossom, but I think it is going to come ahead and come on shore and maybe booger us up a little bit. I did cancel a 24-hour trip that was supposed to leave last night, you know. So we'll see. We're going to go look. I may have a bunch of people back in here in the office at about 8:15.
I wanted to come in about, like I said yesterday, just south of Corpus, and then turn up over and then come. And then not rain any down there, but once it hits about Llano, it starts dumping.
Yeah, beeline for the hill country.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
Because we do still have a bunch of low-pressure systems up there. You know, in Colorado and even in the panhandle of Texas, if they would move down a little bit, we get a little disturbance. Well, they might meet up there. We might get some rain. And I'm telling you, we need it.
Hill country needs some rain.
It's amazing that I had 7 inches of rain week before last, and that old ground's just dry.
Yep.
Very, very depressing, very depressing.
Country is hurting. You know, we don't have as many cattle in the pastures as we used to because, what was it, 2011, 2008, in that area when it got so dry, they had to sell everything, so they didn't bring them back. And yeah,
well, they got so expensive.
I just got told y'all quit BSing and yeah, there's the music.
Oh my God. Okay. There's the music. He's cutting us off. Okay, folks, the fish are biting. Got another little disturbance coming in, but should clear up here in another couple of days. Snapper season starts June 1st. If you want to go, you better get your reservation. Give me a call and make a reservation. I'm Jerry. I'm at Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. 361-749-5597.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Holler. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side. Don Gordon next.
Rise up this morning. Smile with the rising sun.
Thank you. Texas.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylum.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Louisiana. Good word is we found on Gordon. And now we'll find out what's happening in the area lakes and if anybody's catching any fish and how much the water came up and did they open gates? They haven't opened any yet.
No.
No. I wish they had. What's going on over on Walter E. Long? Anything going on over there?
Yeah, fishing's been really good, Ken.
MLB is having, Major League Bass is having some kind of thing going on over there. Or they had it yesterday or something.
On Decker?
Yeah, I think they're doing a TV show. Or did a TV show.
They must be doing one of their little shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got all kinds of stuff that they do on the internet. But, yeah, I was totally unaware of that. I usually get the word, but I didn't know anything about it.
I got it right here. Hang on. Major League Bass Fishing was going to do their championship Sunday today on Decker. But
really?
The city. Oh, wow. Wow.
That's cool.
But the city couldn't guarantee a water level. Wow.
The water level's fine on Decker.
Well, that's what the city couldn't guarantee him a water level high enough to launch. Wow.
Oh, it's good to launch.
But that's,
so the city of Austin quelled them going to Decker?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing surprises me in this town.
Not at all.
Anymore, Ken.
That's crazy. Honestly. That is crazy. Could have had, but do they want that lake as a fishing lake? Or do they want it as a pretty lake where they can put their boardwalk out there and their roller coasters or close half of it off so the rowing team can go out there and row?
Yeah, it's a whole another way to ruin another really good lake.
Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely depressing.
Yeah, I just got that texted to me, so I'm sitting there, wow. Andy Meyer sent that to me. I'm sitting, really? Said, yeah.
and the city of Austin ran them off.
Yeah, Major League Fishing was going to do their championship today on Decker, but the city couldn't guarantee a water level high enough to launch. Wow! That's just, yeah. No, I won't get into that.
All they had to do was run the pump.
That's all they had to do, but yeah. But they don't want that as a fishing lake, and they don't want that on TV as a fishing lake.
No, they're trying to stop it. That's why they've been holding the water down.
Yep.
And they're going to turn it into some little park thing. I think they're trying to emulate Central Park or something. Maybe they can be out there with little radio-controlled sailboats.
We're both going to get in trouble. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, you know, they got a 1,300 acre park there, and maybe they ought to do something with the homeless there. No.
That's a really bad idea.
Yeah, I know it is.
Camped out at City Hall best.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, what's going on in the area lakes?
Well, thank you for instilling a lot of faith in the city of Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was already waning after being an electrical contractor in the town for all the years I have. But anyway, I had a really nice guide trip last week on Lake Travis. I had 21 guides and 43 clients. Oh, and yeah. We went out of the gnarly gar, and those people over there are some of the nicest people. They just opened the doors to us and let us, you know, pick up all our clients on the dock, you know, tied up to mm-hmm. slips. And when we came in, they insisted we had it. It was a little fun tournament for mm-hmm. Taylor Morrison, mm-hmm. Which is one of the largest home builders mm-hmm. in the Austin area. And they insisted that we have the weigh-in up on their stage where they have bands. And so, I mean, this came off so great. Jared Sanders, that does WTF, mm-hmm. he did the weigh-in for me. We had a big LED readout, pictures taken. But we had a really great, fun guide trip slash tournament. And one of the big wigs at Taylor Morrison, Mickey Sanders, and his partner, they won. Mickey had big bass also. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was just a really great tournament.
And, you know, that's what it's all about. We in years past, we've taken a lot of plumbers, electricians, such as that, with my guide service. And you know, now we don't have near as many guides up there as we used to, but it's always fun. I mean, that's such a great way of building camaraderie with your client, or with your clients and your hired hands. And
absolutely,
it's such a good way, and everybody can throw in $5 and somebody can win a chunk of money, or you can do it however you want to do it. But it's a great way of taking care of your clients or your customers or your employees.
Well, you know, get them in a boat with a little competition going. Mm-hmm. But Mickey Sanders fishes TTZ with his regular partner, who's mm-hmm. Roger Meats, and Roger works for Taylor Morrison. Mm-hmm. And they got my Tuesday night partner, Dave Malden. Mm-hmm. They got him for a guide. Mm-hmm. And Mickey was saying, you know, I'm going to get Dave to show me some of his spots. Well, he didn't. And what was really funny is I was on two of their spots when they showed up. And I said, this ain't just Dave's stuff. This is mine. I know you run into that on Buchanan.
Oh,
some
yeah.
people feel like they own the water.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, there are no secrets on most of the lakes. I mean, you can go out and set brush piles, and 2 weeks later, somebody's already found them. They'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mining your brush piles, stuff like that. So, anyway, you know, people who get possessive about a lake and all, you know, there's no reason.
Yep.
We're just out here having fun.
Now, how's a Tuesday nighter? You got a couple of 3 minutes.
We're doing the Tuesday nighter every week. There wasn't much turnout last week. I'll be out there this Tuesday, and it is 6:30 to 10 o'clock. $40 entry, and there's usually about 25 teams. It's gotten to be a pretty good thing. There is a rollover pot. Everybody that signs up, $5 of their entry goes to the big bass. The big bass has to be over 7 pounds, and that rolls over until it's broken. Well, out on Travis right now, the fishing is a little bit tough, mm-hmm. and the fish are transitioning to their summer pattern, and they're going deep, but Travis doesn't fish like it used to fish, you know, and I mean, I'm talking about as short as 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of fish are school fish. With the water fluctuation, Travis is getting a whole lot more like Lake Amistad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you find fish one day, they will not be there the next day. Or if they are, there's a reason. You need to figure out what that reason is so you can key in on it. But most of the fish are more school-oriented fish.
Okay.
Chasing bait balls around. There's quite a bit of bait, and the water is incredibly clear. We could see down 25 feet.
Tell them how to find you, brother. I'm fixing to be out of time.
512-784-7793. Give me a call. I'll set it up and get you on the water.
We appreciate it, brother. Have a good one.
You too, Ken.
Be good. Hey, go check out all the Texas Tournament Zone tournaments. Also, the Tuesday Nighter. They have one over on Lake Georgetown, one down on Canyon. So check them out, ttz1.com. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side. Kimry Duda next.
Only walls I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind.
Hey, family, we got Kimry Duda on the phone with us, owner of Expedition School. And how are you doing this morning? Hello, Kimry there.
Hey, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
Tell me something. I know you have a lot of, you're teaching kids, or people, Expedition School does, how to be lifeguards for camps, for cities, and such as that. Right?
That's right.
And so, and she's sitting there, where is he going with this? And I'm not sure where I'm going either. So, but now you also teach EMS or and such as that for a lot of, I guess, the lifeguards too, whether if they're drowning or if they, you know, you see them having trouble, you like run out there or swim out there, grab them, take them to the back to the edge of the pool, pull them up on the pool, and then they start doing what it takes to do CPR, right?
That's right, yep.
And this is all taught with the Expedition School.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, where I work with the community is a couple of different hats, if you will. I've got the EMS director position with Westlake Fire Department in Austin, and then I'm the founder and director at the Expedition School. So we're working with the lifeguards, and I'm also working with the fire department and EMS to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And, you know, if you do own a pool or you do have a daycare or a summer camp, make sure y'all are calling the fire department, the EMS, letting them know who you are, and invite them down, you know. And that's what's really great is that we just got a big mock rescue out at the ATB Foundation, and we brought in Starflight, and we brought in Ground EMS, and we had the ATB Foundation crew work and create a mock drowning and just made sure everybody knew their role when that does arise. Because it's not a question of if, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. these things arise. And so our role with the expedition school is just to make sure that we're not only facilitating that training for the lifeguards and the summer camp staff and the ground staff and the kitchen crew, but we're also coordinating with air and ground EMS and the fire department to make sure we are, you know, making every second count in favor of that patient.
Now, we were talking last year, week or so, about the Senate bill where,
Katsi's bill. And
give them a quick rundown on what that is.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so Katsi's bill was born from her parents and the De La Penas, when the De La Penas sadly lost Katsi's to a drowning. They dropped her off at a summer camp and communicated to the lifeguard that she couldn't swim. Well, that lifeguard, you know, did the best job they could, but human error happens, as we all know. And because that lifeguard did not put Katsi in a life jacket, she drowned. Mm-hmm. And so her parents really did an incredible job of talking to the House and the Senate, which I had the honor of testifying for on behalf of the work and really belief in this bill, that if a child cannot swim or does not pass a swim test, that they should go in a life jacket. And that was going to be hopefully put into law for the entire state of Texas. And unfortunately, that law did not pass. That bill did not get heard on the Senate floor here at the end of the session on Friday. And so we're reorganizing and hoping to get that back in play with this next session coming up. But right now, the only people that dictate the safety of our kids is the communication from the parents and or the job and the safeguard and the layers of protection that that summer camp or school or daycare provides for that kid. So we're here as a support, and we just want to make sure everybody stays safe and has a fun, safe summer. And we're doing our duty to make sure that everyone knows that they have a resource with the Expedition School and knows these inspiring stories and tragedies where we can learn from our mistakes and continue just being a great state, providing great programming, outdoor programming for our kids.
This bill, the only way I hate to say this, we need it to happen, because the way it's going to come down again, and it will be voted in the next time, is when some child loses his or her life. And what a hell of a way to say that. I'm bad about that, but that's kind of the way I look at it. And that, you know, if it needs to be taken care of now.
That's right. And, you know, that's why we train so many different camps and summer schools and schools and daycares year-round, Ken, because this isn't a seasonal issue.
Nope.
Of course, there's more kids that will be in the water this summer than there will be in the winter. And so we are humming right now, just making sure that everybody knows that if you need a certification, you come to the Expedition School. If we can't serve you, we'll put you in touch with someone who can help. Because our goal is to make sure that everybody who comes to camp or comes to school or comes to a daycare then goes home and also has an incredible time with your day camp or your summer camp, your daycare, or your school, and again goes home to their families.
And so also, moms, dads, if you're sending a kid that doesn't know how to swim to a camp, send his or her life jacket with them and let somebody know.
That's right. And, you know, also let them know the medical history. So if your child has epilepsy or diabetes or doesn't know how to swim, make sure you communicate that, because really when you look at why individuals drown, you know, there's a lot of preventable reasons or preventable ways that we can prevent that from happening. And we found that it's communication, fundamentally communication, surveillance, and just making sure that we're doing our due diligence to make these waterways as safe as possible for these individuals. For
there
these
you
kids.
Go. Well, tell them how to find you, Kimry.
Yeah, www.expeditionschool.com. You can send me an email, kimry@expeditionschool.com, or give us a call at 512-626-6282. And, you know, Kim, we just had another drowning just east on the Colorado River last weekend. And it was someone in a raft because we had all that rain, and they got caught in the spillway. And this was east of, let's see, this was east of Longhorn Dam. And so we're really advocating that folks do wear life jackets. And it's not just kids, it's adults. This was an adult male that drowned. And so if you come see us and rent a paddleboard, canoe, or kayak from the Expedition School, we will give you a life jacket, appropriately fitted life jacket. And you will have to wear that life jacket if you're coming to rent from us, because we want to make sure that if you go out and you have a great time, you come on back to us.
There you go.
And, you know, that's the way we roll. So, Kim, thanks for all of your support, and y'all have an incredible Sunday.
You as well. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Kim. Okay.
Bye-bye. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. If you went to the race, go by there tomorrow and get 10% off. We got to get out of here, family. We'll see y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahan.
Along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Well, when you hear POD come in, you know who's next. It's Cody Robertson. Cody, what are you doing, brother? Good morning.
How you been, Ken?
Can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did. We know you've been well because we've seen y'all over TV and you know, Force on Force and Army Bass Anglers and Redfish. Let's see, Redfish Anglers, Army Duck Hunters, Army Turtle Rustlers. Army Pig Hunters. What else you got? Good morning, sir.
I like the turtle wrestling. That's a pretty good idea.
Turtle wrestling. Heck yeah. Get those big... Those big snapping turtles.
That's a good idea. I might have to think that one over.
Uh-huh. That might work. Turtle wrestling. Wrestling.
No, we've been really busy, that's for sure. That is for sure. We've got, between television and, matter of fact, we start filming again here in September. We have been extremely busy, and those of you that follow us will be at the Bassmaster Classic. That's coming up here in Fort Worth. Classic's coming back to Texas, and we'll be out there in full strength. And then we've got the Skeeters Owners Tournament the week prior to that, so we'll be out at Lake Fork there, and then we wrap those two up, and believe it or not, DU is having their first international expo at Texas Motor Speedway, and they called us and asked us to be a part of that. So
wow.
It's going to be a busy month of June, that's for sure.
It sounds like it. Now, the Bassmasters Classic, it's going to be in Texas, it's going to be up in Dallas, and or Fort Worth, and what lake are they going to be fishing?
So they're going to have it at Will Rogers Coliseum is where the expo location is going to be.
Okay. Will they have the tournament?
Yeah, that's where we'll be located at.
Right. Will they have a tournament going on? I guess probably four.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a tournament. I believe they're fishing over by Bass Pro Shops. What the heck's that lake? It's not Ray Roberts.
No, it's...
Oh, my goodness. You get to get me lying on radio.
I know. I'm sitting here trying to think, too. It's not Tawakoni.
Yeah, lake right off of 30 right there, and I'm drawing a brain fart at the moment.
Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's where they'll be.
Okay.
Yeah, you just type in Bassmaster Classic 21. It'll pop right up on the internet.
So, you'll be out there, and you'll be one of y'all's rat boats will be the lead boat out of there.
No, not this year.
Really?
Geico's got that covered this year, yep. So we won't be the lead boat. Geico's got the opening ceremony responsibilities, or at least last time I checked, they still had it. You know how the fishing industry is, the sponsorships go. But somebody's got it, and it's not us. Which I don't like, but hey.
Yeah, I can understand that. Now, how's the Army Buck Hunters doing?
Buck Hunters is doing really well. Army Buck Hunters on the Sportsman's Channel is currently airing right now. Matter of fact, this weekend you can watch episode 5, I believe it is, on the Sportsman's Channel, and it's airing and doing really well. And we couldn't be more excited about it. We've got authorization for season 4, so we start filming in December. We're moving to the Thumbtack Ranch. That's where we'll be hunting and filming for this coming December in conjunction with Trinity Oaks. And so we're really excited about that. And then we also launched this year Army Hog Hunters National Tournament Trail. So that's been going really well. You can go, it's powered by True Ballistics, which is the only true ammo manufacturer in the state of Texas. But anyways, back to hog hunting. You can go online, hunt for 30 straight days, submit your kills, and it's based on, it's not based on weight, it's not based on length or anything, total number of kills. You kill as many hogs as you want, and then you win. And so it's in partnership, loose partnership, with Texas Parks and Wildlife to help keep the hog population under control. So we've been averaging, the tournament's been live now for what, we're coming on month number 5. We're averaging about anywhere from 100 to 130 kills every 30 days.
Good gosh.
So, yeah, in which, you know, and I would, you, those sound like big numbers, but when you get into hog, you know, into the invasive species and hog management type crap, that's nothing. That's not even a dent.
Oh, no, it's not. So,
The only way we're going to get control of that situation is programs like this, working with ranches and working with other, you know, farmers, et cetera, to put a dent in the population. Without it, it won't, and they're just going to keep tearing up farmland, and of course, that just drives produce up and millions of dollars lost. I mean, it just compounds the problem.
Yep. So,
we've been busy. We've been very busy.
I know the last time we had you on, we got you to talk about Army Duck Hunters. Is it doing anything yet?
Yes. Oh, so Army Duck Hunters is about to make its first appearance at the first ever DU International Expo out of Texas Motor Speedway. So we're pretty excited about that. We signed our first corporate partner, which is Chief's Custom Calls. It is a veteran-owned company that the guy is actually still currently on active duty, a battalion commander that owns the company, and he is headed off to the War College. And then, of course, when his situation changes towards retirement, then that's we'll see what happens. We're really excited about that because now we have duck calls, turkey calls, hog calls, buck calls. So we'll be introducing all of those new product lines at the DU International Expo. So we're really excited about the things we're doing and where we're going, and it just keeps getting bigger.
Have we got anything going with Redfish Army, Redfish Anglers?
Well, the Redfish guys are doing really well as well. I mean, we just signed agreements with Harley-Davidson. So now down on the coast, all the Harley-Davidson dealerships
our redfish guys are putting on kids' fish tanks for them.
Wow.
And Danny just won a major. Yeah, Danny just won a major event on the redfish series down there. So they're doing good. They're growing like crazy. The members are coming in. Opportunities to get involved are just getting crazy. And then that just kind of leads us to, you know, what we've been doing on the nonprofit side of the house. We just scratched the check with the Patriot Sporting Challenge this last, I guess it's been 2 weeks now. We've been kind of been holding off on releasing the information. But we raised $102,000.
Good guy.
For Folds of Honor. And so we were really excited about that and had a great event. And so everybody, I mean, all five branches of the organization are firing on all cylinders and doing really well.
Are we doing any, have you heard anything or is anything going on with Fishing for Freedom on Belton?
You know, I haven't heard anything yet. Now, Cliff Brown, who used to be in charge of that, has since sold Texas Boat World.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, COVID, you know, that whole mess with COVID. So I haven't heard anything official, but I'm actually going on a fishing trip with the guys here. I believe it's prior to Fishing for Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect there's going to be some information coming out here pretty soon, whether it come from Rick Smith over in Temple or... And I don't know if Cliff is still going to be involved in it or not. I haven't spoken to him personally about it. But I suspect there's going to be some information coming out probably within the next 30 to 60 days. There's a lot of people asking that question, especially now that all the bans are being lifted and everybody's getting back to, you know, business as usual. So I suspect there'll be a lot of announcements over the next 60 days on what fall is going to look like in terms of, you know, fishing championships, you know, that type of stuff, Fishing for Freedom, other charity tournaments, those kinds of things. So I suspect 30 to 60 days is what I would tell everybody. And if you don't hear anything in, pick up the phone and call Texas Boat World or call Rick Smith over at Marine Outlet.
Okay. And then we'll keep on top of it also. I was talking to Sean, and he hadn't heard anything, and he said he's going to let us know. So one way or the other, we'll find out from you or Sean.
Yeah, and Sean's right there in the neck of the woods. Yep. I mean, Belton's his home lake. So he might even hear it quicker than I will.
Okay, well, also, I want you to be on one more segment with us. And I want over there, I want to talk... I don't know. We'll just figure it out. So, like we always do. But, folks, we got Cody Robertson, Army Bass Anglers, Army Hog Hunters, Army Buck Hunters. We got him on the phone. We'll talk to him in a minute. We got to let the station make a little money. Cody, we'll talk to you in just a minute. Be good. Thank you, Callahan.
To the show. I've done made some plans for later on tonight. I'll find a little queen and I know I can treat her right. What's your name, little girl? What's your name? Shouldn't you stay, little girl?
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
If you see me walking down the line with my favorite honky-tonky night, well,
family. We've got Cody Robertson on the phone with us. Army bass anglers, Army buck hunters, redfish anglers. We hadn't even talked about force on force yet. How's force on force doing?
What do you want to know?
I don't know. How's it doing? And kind of explain what force on force. I know what it is. It's where y'all all get out there and fish together, right, and it's a competition.
So, well, A, force on force is doing really well. We're currently airing right now on the World Fishing Network, season 10. And if you watch over Memorial Day weekend, you can watch it on WFN on the World Fishing Network.
All right.
Or if you don't want to watch fishing and you want to watch Army Buck Hunters, they're airing several specials on Memorial Day weekend on the Sportsman's Channel, the Buck Hunters. But doing really well in the format for Army, or I guess Army Buck Hunters and Force on Force, either one. If you're a service member and you like to fish or you like to hunt and you think you got what it takes, you can compete nationally against some of the top anglers in the military in a bracket-style format going head-to-head against other branches of service. And then if you kick their butt, you move to the next round, you get all their stuff, and you get to use that to compete against the next round competitors. And if you beat them, you get all their stuff, too. You take all their stuff all the way to the championship, and then we crown a national champion. And so that's the same is true for the buck hunter side, except it's a shooting competition using a 9mm and an M4 in this case. Same thing, and we crown a national champion, and then they get to go hunting, a trophy hunt or a trophy experience, and all the meat's donated to Trinity Oaks, and, you know, it's all a great cause, you know, helping out great nonprofits, and, of course, service members get the opportunity to connect with other service members and build new relationships, tell their story to a national audience, and then an opportunity that does not exist anywhere else in the outdoor industry, the opportunity to crown a military national champion on both shows.
Wow. When I first started having Cody on the show, it was just Army Bass Anglers.
Yeah.
What was that, 11 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, almost 16 years.
Really? That long?
Can you believe that long? Yeah.
Wow.
It's been that long.
Wow.
And it just keeps getting bigger. I mean, if you're bored this week, the organization has gotten so big. There are so many things going on any given weekend that the easiest way to track it is go to our website, and everything is a live feed from all of our social media feeds. So if you want like kind of a one-time picture overview of what's happening at any given moment, the website's the best place to go because those feeds are real time and you can see all five branches of the service simultaneously as things are happening. For example, Sean Dalrymple he's a two-time national champion, mm-hmm. is going to be at Bass Pro Shops this weekend in Missouri at the Lowrant Sonar Bar giving lessons and classes and stuff like that. While at the same time, we've got probably seven members, pros, fishing this weekend in tournaments across the country. So you've got all that happening simultaneously as we also get ready to prepare for the Skeeter Loners Tournament, EU, et cetera. They're all on there. So it's the easiest way to track, you know, kind of like a battlefield operating system of what's happening and what's going on.
When are you going to have one on OHIV?
You know, OHIV's coming back, and I've had several people ask me, especially with the lunkers that have come out of it.
Eight this year. Or seven share lunkers. The eighth one was a legend. It was a 13-plus pound fish, but it was caught 2 days after they shut it down.
Right. I can tell you, OHIV's Achilles heel. Here's their heel. They have no lodging of any size to bring any major tournament trails in them anymore.
Yep.
That's their problem.
It is.
They can, as a community, or the Chamber of Commerce, figures that part out,
it's going to be really hard to get big tournament trails. Like, Bass Champs has had a championship there before, but the lodging situation was a nightmare.
Well, they don't have any lodges.
And then any other tournament trails. The lake is great.
Oh, yeah.
But when there's nowhere to stay, and what little bit there to stay is questionable.
Oh, yeah. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
I might as well just be like I've deployed to Iraq.
It's definitely in the middle of nowhere. But
it is. It's in the middle of nowhere, and there's nowhere to stay unless you take a fifth wheel or a camper trailer or hope that you can get into one of the, you know, locations that has some lodging. It just, it's always going to be its crutch until they get that part figured out.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one. I don't know. I've been out there a few times, and there's just nothing there but ranches. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't even, I mean, I know it doesn't really, it feels like it's, we're not talking about fishing, but we are.
Yep.
If you're a major tournament trail and you're coming in, first questions you're asking is logistics. Can we support the lodging? Is there places for people to eat? You know, those type of things. And once those questions are answered, well, then they know whether or not they can bring a trail there or not, which is good for the community's economy. But fishing's a business. And at the end of the day, you know, the biggest fish can come out of there, but if they can't get the folks there, it's really hard to hold a major tournament there.
Yep. Now, tell me something. This is through the fishing. I got to draw up something on my phone. Hang on. Hang on just a second. And
All right.
One of the things I was wanting to talk about is here in Austin, for instance. Major League Fishing wanted to have a championship on one of our lakes. By the way, it would have been today, Sunday, and it was on Lake Decker or Walter E. Long. But the city couldn't guarantee a water level high enough to launch their boats.
Wow.
What are we talking? I mean, how many? That would have been a chunk of change. A championship for MLB. For Major League Fishing.
That just shows you another aspect of the fishing industry people don't talk about is the people that are in control of our fish, I guess our lakes in some cases, they're more water conservation, water management, and know very little about what's going on at the ramp in terms of the industry that actually supports the lake.
Yep.
That makes sense.
It's crazy.
And
I'm fixed.
Parks and Wildlife is doing the best that they can, but if they don't control the water level, which is typically controlled by one of the river authorities, those two, it's like the left hand not talking to the right hand. Hey, here's the industry that supports us and funds us, and yet we don't talk to each other.
Yep.
And then the people that are in charge of it don't fish to begin with.
Yep.
So.
Hey, I'm ready to get you back in the studio before long. I think we're going to be, this COVID stuff's going to be over with for long. I'm fixing to be out of time. Tell them where to find everything.
Well, hey, I would love to get back in the studio, and I'm ready for everybody in the country to get back to normal operating. And B, you can find us at www.armybassanglers.com. And C, you can always find us on Facebook. Or better yet, watch us on the World Fishing Network or the Sportsman's Channel. Cool.
Cody, my brother, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. I can't wait to get you back in here. And thank you. And be good, brother.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it, guys. Y'all take care.
Be good. Thank you. Wow, that was fun. I had Cody on the very first, when he had said, I want to do Army Bass Anglers. He was up here at the boat show, and I visited with him, and he said, I'd like to come on the show and kind of throw this out. And since then, Eric, he has given, every time he releases a new one, he comes on the show and talks about it. Last year, it was Army Duck Hunters, and I had to pull that one out of him. Hey, we got to get out of here, folks. Nope, we ain't out of here yet. We're going to talk Kirk Stanzel next. So stick around. We got one more segment. Kirk Stanzel. I want to find out what's happening in Louisiana with all this rain headed that way. See y'all in a little bit, family. Bye.
long as my two hands
thank
are
you,
fit
Callahan.
To use. I'll drink my beer at a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone.
Well, we got the guy that knows Maria Laveau, Kirk
That's my
Stanville.
Cousin.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
That's your cousin,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, tell me something. We sent you a bunch of rain, didn't we?
A lot. Not a lot. A whole lot.
Uh-huh. Because in Fayette County here, just southeast of Austin, they got in places 8 and 9 inches in.
Yeah. Well, we're compounded over here. We're getting, with all that tropical air coming in off the Gulf that's been coming in all week long.
Yeah.
It's pushed our tides up. Uh-huh. And we're getting all this rain runoff at the same time. And last night we had water in our office.
Oh, no.
More than I've seen in a while. And now the tide's down now. So thankfully, we didn't get a big downpour while that water was in the office. It would put that much more water in it.
And you saw where we got a disturbance or a tropical depression or whatever.
I saw it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It, yeah.
And they don't know. And then I also see what they say. We're going to have 13 name storms or something like that.
Yeah, you know, they're good at predicting that stuff, but, you know, they can't tell you if it's going to rain tomorrow or not.
That's for sure. Ain't that the truth? I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's educated guessing. That's all it is.
Yeah. And, no, I don't think it's educated. I think it's just a guess.
Yeah, I think they're going in the back room and get a bunch of bones and throw them out and however they land.
And then one of them goes, we're going to name that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, how's fishing, by the way?
It was real good up to this rain. Yeah. Now, yesterday I had a guy, you know, had five boats go out,
mm-hmm.
and one of them had 46 trout
good
in that
gosh.
Gale. Yeah, and, you know, the other guys had, you know, 8-10 redfish, but he's just gotten back in the marsh and there were birds working, and he hammered on them. And I mean, these were nice trout, too. These weren't little old pickles. They were some good fish.
Good gosh. So he's got a mess.
The fish are here. This is going to really screw with our fishing because it's going to have the water muddy everywhere. So what's going to happen when this water finally recedes, all the high water that's in the marshes gets fixed. And then when we get our normal low tides back, we'll have pockets of clean water. That's where the fish are going to be. Well, that's where the fish are going to be that you can catch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long we might be dealing with this flood water for, a month.
Good gosh.
Yeah, it takes a while to get rid of it.
But now, and that, now, with the flood waters coming in, It's mm-hmm. also bringing lots of nutrients into the marsh.
Yeah, you know, we had the hurricanes last year, which killed a bunch of grass, marsh grass and stuff, and that put nutrients in there. And that's why our spring fishing was so good. I mean, we had great fishing when the wind didn't blow, Ken. Mm-hmm. It's been, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of trout, redfish. And it's been real good. But all spring long, I'd say since we had good fishing from mid-March to about mid-April, then the wind started blowing. And I think we'd get one good day out of 2 weeks for a month. We had like two good days. And then the next week we had two good days. And then all this rain and weather hit us here. I mean, we canceled almost all we did. We canceled all week up till yesterday.
So now if somebody wants to come go fishing with y'all, by the way, folks, they feed some good food.
Marie Laveau don't cook.
No. She just throws the bones.
Yeah, she just got a mojo bone.
Yeah. But they'll fix you up. And now, if they want to come up, what do they need to bring with them if they come and fishing
Nothing.
With you?
No, just show up. You know, if you're comfortable with your own rod and reels, bring them. Other than that, just bring some clothes. I'd bring rain gear, bring a sunscreen, and a camera. You know, of course, your phone is your camera. And, that's all you need to bring. I mean, we have everything. Get licensed here. Now, you know, we've been a licensed vendor for 20-plus years. The state of Louisiana is doing away with licensed vendors.
Really?
Yes. They're forcing everybody. They took our print machine away. You know, so we're having to go online and do people's license for them. And it's a big pain in the butt. So
well,
it's
yeah.
easier. So we're talking to everybody, you know, get your license. You know, we give them the website to go to, and they can purchase their license before they get here. And it's a lot easier to just get online with your phone and do it. And that's where they're going. They're phasing the vendors out, and they're going to force us for everybody to go to phones and do it on your own.
So now, people that sell license guys don't make a lot of money.
Oh, no. You know, people get mad at us because the license costs so much. I make 50 cents a license when I sell it.
Yeah.
So, I don't care if it's a $300 license. I get 50 cents for transactions.
Is it the state?
I used to. Yeah. I don't anymore.
Now, is it the state looking at, okay, well, now, how many thousands of lessons did we sell? And if we had that where we didn't have to pay that 50 cents per license, is that what
exactly.
it's about?
That's exactly what it's about.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Wow. So don't want to make it easy on the fisherman who's coming out there to spend his money with you, restaurants around the places,
exactly.
gas coming in. We just want to make damn good and sure the state gets that 50 cents. They don't want to give it to anybody else.
Exactly. Here we are, you know, and look, they're wanting to increase licenses over here right now. They couldn't have picked a worse time. We're still in a pandemic.
Yep.
And tourism is a huge industry in the state of Louisiana, and they want to raise licenses. Come on, let's get these people over here. Let's get them back on it, and then, you know, wait another year or two and then do it. But, you know, our wildlife fisheries over here, they've mismanaged their funds forever, and typical politics over here. And, you know, so you know, they're threatening the fishermen and hunters, saying they're going to shorten seasons and maybe cut seasons out, you know, limits and all kind of stuff. That, you know, and I think... Personally, I think it's a bluff to try and get this law passed, but I don't know.
Wow. Wow. That's first I'd heard of it. I hadn't heard, so.
Yeah. It's a you-know-what kind of show over
yeah,
here right now.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
So, but the main thing is get hold to Kirk or get hold
yeah.
to whoever, when they call, say, what do I need to get? Tell them how to find you, brother.
Okay, we have a toll-free number, 888-762-3391. Our website's hackberryrodandgun.com. Spell out the word and, not the and
yep.
sign.
Hackberryrodandgun, spell out and.com.
That's it.
Kirk, we appreciate it, brother.
Good. Okay, Ken.
You be
good. Good talking to you.
You too.
Have a great show. All right, man, thanks.
Fun. We appreciate it. Thank you. Wow. The Sunday Sportsman's done. We got it done. Oh no, I'm getting ready to. Oh, we got to start the Saturday, the Great Outdoors, on a week. Okay, what are we gonna talk about, Kirk? Eric.
Whatever you want to talk about.
We're going to have Greg Stuns, Professor Greg Stuns, on next Saturday. And we're going to talk about the Gulf of Mexico.
I was going to say, it sounds like we're talking the Gulf.
And I bet you then Sunday, we may even talk to, I think Larry Washington might be a good one. So next Saturday, we'll talk to Greg Stuns. Then we're going to have Larry Washington on. That's a pretty good weekend lineup.
You know, we ought to have a roundtable discussion with Dr. Greg Stuns, Bob Lusk, Larry Washington. Other freshwater guy.
Let's let everything get open.
That's
up.
What I'm saying. You know, when we.
Yeah, I think we can probably.
I think it'd be a fun roundtable.
Oh, I think that would be fun. That would be fun. And we'll have to have whoever we have to have in by phone. Yeah, that would be fun. And George Strait is headlining ACL. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. It'd be fun. And then, and they've opened up everything. And, oh, by the way, folks, family, if you missed yesterday's show, go catch it on podcast. It was a great show. We had Thomas Wilhelm on with Texas Parks and Wildlife. We talked parks. It was a really good show. Check it out. And thank y'all for tuning in this morning. We appreciate it. It was a fun show today, too. Hey, family, we'll see y'all next week. Same bat channel, same bat place. Y'all be good. And thank you, Callahan's. Go see Callahan's, 10% off tomorrow with a ticket, another 10. See y'all in a little bit. No, next Saturday. Straight Outdoors. Bye.
After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.